You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Swocken, thank you for coming. This is Womar TV, that's the World of Martial Arts TV. We do an awful lot of interviews with martial artists. Can you tell us how you got into martial arts and why?
Right, it's probably a very familiar story to many people. As a young boy, young child, we and my family moved around a lot. And when I got to possibly sixth grade, primary school, I was the odd one out, got picked on, got bullied. And at some point, my parents thought, enough is enough. You need to learn up to stand up for yourself. So let's sign you up for some martial arts classes. And that's really how it got at the age of 10. And I started in Taekwondo, ITF, under he's now Grandmaster William Jacob Bos. In the Netherlands, and I must say within like 3 months or so I completely forgotten why I was there. I enjoyed it and I stuck to it ever since, to be fair. Yeah.
So how high did you raise yourself in the Taekwondo?
I started when I was 11. At 16 I earned my black belt, first dan. At 18, second dan. And I kept on training well on my way to my third dan when my instructor moved to Italy, because he had a good offer there to train the Italian national team. And then life happened. I ended up having to go to work, so not enough time for martial arts practice, really. So that's where I stranded at the time. Yeah.
So what? Can you explain to us how you ended up training in Jeet Kune Do?
That's actually fast forward several years, decades almost. I was with my current employer sent out to the Netherlands on a regular basis. I live in the UK, to make that clear. And while I was there on a weekday, I wanted to get back into martial arts more actively. Looked in the local area, what's available there, and then I found my current instructor. In Jeet Kune Do, and it was an art that I was always interested in, because who doesn't know Bruce Lee? In my childhood, I once saw one movie, and I probably was about 13, 14 years old, and I was instantly intrigued on where can I learn that, but it's few and far between places where you can study, so I found myself really lucky that I discovered somewhere that did that, and I started that. I think I had my trial lesson in 2011, if I'm not mistaken, so not too long ago. Work-wise, it took a little bit of time to get my schedule in sorted out, so I didn't start in earnest until probably about a year later.
So what do you feel that the Jeet Kune Do, after spending a lot of time in Taekwondo, what do you feel that Jeet Kune Do offers you and maybe others?
It's the fact that Jeet Kune Do is really aimed onto the individual, if that makes sense. A lot of martial arts, particularly traditional martial arts like Taekwondo, Karate, you name it, you really have to adapt to the art. You're molded to the system, if that makes sense. And then Jeet Kune Do is the opposite. You make the system work for you as an individual. You get you pick your own strengths out of it and cultivate those, develop those. And that's what attracted me to it. This almost simplistic, non-traditional approach.
Mm.
Yeah.
You see, for James Tobique, you must have spent quite a lot of time, but he's now made you an instructor in this country, is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And can you tell us how that came about, please?
By surprise, to be honest, because... Yeah, no, I never set out to become a certain rank or a certain position or whatever. I just trained for the enjoyment. I like to pass it on. And it was last year that I was in the Netherlands during a seminar with Sifu Richard Torres from the US that I was attending that... James and his friend George pulled me forward, saying, "We would like to promote you to instructor." So that was very humbling. Didn't expect it, but obviously grateful that they give me that trust. That
confidence. And where is your club, please?
I'm based in Devon, in Newton Abbot.
Okay, and have you got a lot of students, or is it just a small nucleus?
It is a small nucleus, and that's partly due to the pandemic, sadly. I guess this is a familiar story for many. Up until the pandemic, my group was slowly but steadily growing, and then the pandemic hit and everybody suddenly wasn't allowed to do anything anymore. People had different priorities, moved away, maybe stopped and tried something new after we were allowed to mix and mingle again. So yeah, it's almost like starting off scratch again. So yeah, it's still low numbers, but it's a dedicated little group that we could train with.
So people in the Newton Abbot area could find you if they were really looking for you.
Yes, absolutely. I've got a Facebook presence and I have a website that they can find me on. And for those of you interested, it's www.junfanjeetkundo.co.uk. Got that in there.
Podcast Network.